Executive Order 13556 provides federal agencies with a new way to mark documents with sensitive information that requires some form of protection. According to Jay Bosanko, director of the Controlled Unclassified Information Office at the National Archives and Records Administration.
This is an opportunity to move away from the ad hoc agency-centric approach that agencies have used in the past. If you think back over time, when we dealt with paper and we worked in an environment of memos and letters, it was okay to have an agency-centric approach to how we manage sensitive information. But in 2010, it's absurd to still be approaching these things with an agency-centric approach.
Bosanko's office has been tasked with overseeing how agencies implement the order, which supersedes a similar directive from the Bush 43 administration. Bosanko says the main difference between the two approaches is scope.
Under the 2008 CUI policy, that only applied to terrorism-related information inside what's called the information sharing environment, essentially 17 agencies. The problem with that was, what's terrorism-related information, and when is that information flowing in or out of that information-sharing environment? With President Obama's executive order, we removed all of that confusion and basically said any information, regardless of where it is, that requires safeguarding or dissemination control sort of falls under this executive order.
Bosanko says to help agencies adjust to the new controlled unclassified information policy, there's a new website, archives.gov/CUI.
And there you'll find the text of the executive order, some talking points. There's actually a two-page PDF that's specific to departments and agencies as far as what does this mean for them? What do they have to do in order to implement this? Going forward, our office will be working hand-in-hand with agencies to determine what needs the protections of the CUI framework, to standardize the identification of that information across agencies, and to populate a publicly available registry of all of the CUI categories and markings.
And Bosanko believes that this executive order is something that has been a long time in coming.
This executive order affords us an opportunity to advance both information protection, information sharing, openness and transparency.
In the end, this should be a win-win for the agencies, for the public, for the archive.
For more perspective, we turn to Sean Moulton, Director of Federal Information Policy with OMB Watch here in Washington. OMB Watch is one of the many open government organizations that have been pressing for better classified information policies and guidelines from the federal government. He likes the idea that the executive order provides an opportunity to sweep out the clutter of too many classification categories.
We needed some centralizing force to come in and pull everything together, sweep out all the unnecessary categories, create some consistency among the categories that are left so everyone is working from the same page. And so we very much welcome this.
Patrice McDermott, president of the Open the Government Coalition, representing more than 70 open government advocacy groups, believes the new executive order will push agencies into better, more consistent document classifications.
They will have to defend any of their current markings as being in accord with either statute or a regulation, and generally regulations have been authorized by a statute. So an agency's been given permission to put a marking on something and they do a regulation to, you know, set out the rules. Or government-wide information policy rather than policies that are markings that they just make up on their own.
McDermott pointed to one very public and very embarrassing moment for the White House that vividly points up the need for the Controlled Unclassified Information Program and how it will facilitate information sharing not only among federal agencies but with state and local officials as well. During the early months of the Obama administration, someone at the White House thought it would be a good idea to fly Air Force One over the Statue of Liberty in New York for for a promotional video. McDermott recalls that the flyover created controversy in a metro area still recovering from the horrific events of 9/11 involving jet airplanes. McDermott says, ironically, the panic could have been avoided.
They had shared information with folks up there, but it was marked, I don't remember, you know, it was marked something like sensitive but unclassified, and the people there had no idea what they could do with it, so they withheld it. They withheld it, you know, from the police. They withheld it from the press. They withheld it from everyone, and it caused, you know, a great amount of anxiety in the public and a lot of trouble for local officials, and then subsequently a lot of trouble for the White House. So, because they had no idea. So it will standardize. We hope that it will limit the number of markings, and then it will standardize what they mean.
OMB Watch's Moulton says the new executive order is just about everything he could have hoped for.
I'd like to see it be required that agency personnel be properly trained and certified in order to use any of these stamps. That's certainly implied by saying NARA has to put out implementation guidance, and I think they even reference training. But there's no specifics that that say an agency couldn't authorize someone to use these stamps even if they weren't trained.
That's Sean Moulton with OMB Watch in Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.